think we've moved on from G4, and we're going on to G5. Authority to prepare a contract and scope of service for the update to the site plan on Pleasant View Park.
On this one, I didn't go to the Park Commission meeting. I don't consider that Alderman Nelson does, but it's my understanding from talking with one of the Park Commission members, and that sounds to me like it's mainly about adding pickleball courts. So in your packet, the first page you have on the back of the action sheet is an aerial photo of the site from a Google Earth or wherever I got it from. And I'd like you to look at the very top of the page where you see the dark line across the top. It's about an inch and a half across the page. And then right below that is sort of a spotted, shaded area. So I'm talking about this area right here. Now, the reason why that looks like that is because that's wet. And I know that from doing the outdoor children's education area at the school, that there are some very high water tables. And then the area that's off over here is really highly elevated. And then you've got some water piping. So if you look at what's left of what everyone thinks Pleasant View Park has, this massive amount of land, it really doesn't. And the site plan is the next page in the packet, and it's pretty much already laid out from the land, because you can't put anything next to the ball fields or you'll be hitting balls at people. So while I understand there's a need for pickleball courts, and while I understand the site plan, it was done in, I think, 2014, I'm just not seeing why we need to spend the money to redo a plan that pretty much is serving a purpose. So the things that are already in here are almost everything that's already on here. The only thing that's not on here is the future basketball court and the volleyball court. So
it's in the fold-up.
No, I'm talking about installed already.
Oh,
built, okay. Developed.
But it's in the plan.
Right. So if the idea is to just take the future basketball court and turn it into another tennis court, it's if you look at the existing tennis court that's laid out there, it's the size of it is pretty big compared to the future basketball court. So you're going to really be crimping it, trying to get it in next to the park pavilion that's going to come in, the trail, and the ball field. But you could put one in there. And then the other one is the volleyball courts. Again, if you make it bigger, you're going to be running into the baseball diamond. And this baseball diamond was put in here because they took it out of my neighborhood, Glen Meadows Park, and promised that they were going to put this in, and it took from 1998 when they bought the land until, a year ago when they finally put it in. So I don't want to take away any aspects of the baseball field because it's being used a lot. So I'm not sure what the whole idea is here, but it seems to me if you're looking to fit in a pickleball court, we don't need to hire a consultant and pay thousands of dollars when you can look at the plan and say, this is how big a pickleball court is. This is where it's going to fit or not fit. But the idea in this action sheet is to hire and redo this plan because it says it's like a half a decade old. Well, it's now being implemented, and it's implemented just like we're looking at.
Okay.
So is it wise to spend the money when we can go out to determine that or not? And then I guess I'd like to hear, Mr. Liberta had some points he was trying to make with me on the phone about it, and maybe Engineer Morrow might have some as well.
I was also under the impression that pickleball court can be fit onto the tennis court.
They've already restriped the tennis court, which didn't make the residents really pleased because they really wanted a tennis court, but it's there now. So.
Well, it's a tennis court, too. It can be used for both, just like it has in the other one. But let's let the alderman speak that attended the meeting. Alderman Nelson.
Well, Well, the first part of what I'm going to say is I'm going to ask Mr. Liberta to speak on what Alderman Mullenhill brought up, first of all, why. But then I'll go back to where we want to put things. We've got a member of the Parks Commission here as well, that this has been a laborious task just for the 3 years I've been here. Apparently it's been going on for years before that. And we want to move forward with, but we're ready to roll on this thing. But please, Mr. Liberta, stay first before I get in my soapbox.
Okay, Mr. Liberta, you got to add your input.
Well, I think the Alderman segue is right on point. My goal through this, I'm not responsible for the parks. I haven't been directly involved in this, but I do have some responsibility in the ordinance for making sure impact fees are involved. And that's why, having listened to the Park Commission say, we want to work to finish this park, and then they were talking about pickleball. So I knew we had a plan that didn't include pickleball, a desire to finish the park, a plan that was old, and a history of an inability to move forward. I mean, we accomplished a lot there. I was out there today. It's a beautiful park with a lot there. But according to our own plans, it isn't done. And the Park Commission wants to finish it. So my suggestion to them, because I was at the meeting, and ultimately they asked me to write it up and move it forward to you. My suggestion, since we know planning, you know, Warren isn't here anymore. They right now don't have somebody just to go out there and measure it and put it in, and we have a firm that's familiar with it who we could. So it doesn't have to be 1,000. But my suggestion was, since this project has been slow to move, where every time an idea pops up, it seems to get shut down and moved around and delayed, and we don't have time when it comes to impact fees. So my suggestion was, bring in the person who did the plan, have them talk to the Park Commission to find out what they want to do, because at the same time they talked about pickleball courts, they said, well, do we really need the volleyball courts? This one over this park is never being used, and things like that. So, you know, and I also look at this and saw the playground. It's a nice playground out there. When you design a playground, you never know its level of use. Is that the right amount of equipment there? They could review that, because there is maybe some room to expand that to the south, and you could add some more if that's a heavily used, you know, feature or aspect of the park. So that's why I thought, bring the professional back who did this, just ask them to tweak it. I agree. I don't think it would take much effort. But some conversations with, you know, the alderman of the area, the Park Commission, and say, this is what the Park Commission wants, and here's how you can do it. Here's a couple alternatives, and I don't think it would take long. But then we could get that done during this winter so that anything that needed to be done, you could move it forward and hopefully have a spring, summer construction or start of it, and have those impact fees move and sort of fold this park up, put it off your list, and move on to the rest of the park development. So that's why this was before you, because when we haven't used an organized approach, my perception is that this park has suffered from an inability to move forward.
Alderman Nelson.
It's been a horribly long time. It's like the bad penny that just keeps coming back in your pocket. I mean, I agree with you. And let me ask you this. So we have to spend some money on getting the tweaks done, and we want to move them forward. What my concern is all of a sudden, now we're straying, and now someone that may not like certain things may say, well, I don't like this, I don't like that. There's this over here, and now we're back to square one with, well, now how are we going to deal with this? Now it goes back to Parks Commission, and now it's a year later, and everything's getting worse, and now we've got bigger problems. So to go back to the small argument about how we're going to pay for the couple thousand dollars of that to do it, is that, can that come out of park impact fees?
Proportionally. It is, okay. It is a development cost that's allowable. Yeah.
Okay, so the majority. All right.
Okay, Alderwoman.
Well, I heard the thing that every time something comes up, it gets shot down. I'd like to say that 8 years of planning and grant writing that I wrote free on behalf of the city to help make this project go was pushing this. Neighborhood planning meetings, a lot of effort went into coming up with this original plan. And now you're asking me to throw away all those years of planning efforts to get to this point of plan and just switch it and just the neighbors forget about everything you said you wanted in your neighborhood park. And that's a little bit how it feels to me, although I know that's really not your intent. But when you say everything was shot down, what originally got shot down was the silly trail that got placed in the floodplain when I had to go walk through there and take pictures of the water coming over my boots and fight with the council to get the trail moved in the proper place.
Okay, Alderman.
And then after that, the next thing that came in was a 13-facility bathroom that got shot down because it was never meant to be on a dead-end street to have a 13-facility bathroom, and we've been showing, including this plan we paid for, to have a more reasonable 2,400 square foot. So if you follow the plan, then things are less likely to get shot down. And so right now, here we have a plan, and now we don't want to follow the plan again. This is the plan that's been shown to the residents since 2014. This is the plan that was put together with 8-plus years of planning and development grants and neighborhood meetings. So I'd like you to take that in consideration when you want to change the plan now. So the things that I see that need to be done there are the picnic tables that are going to come with the new pavilion. We don't even have the pavilion built yet. Glenn, do you have a start date on the pavilion yet? Okay, so we got to get to that point. Then we don't even know how much land area that eventually will be shifted this way or that way. Where is it going to go? We also need landscaping. We also need trash cans. We could use a dog drinking fountain like over at Kayla's. There are things that could be worked into the current plan without having to redo the whole site layout. So I guess I'm okay with, you know, if you want to go ahead and hire someone to rework this, but I'd like to also keep all those things in mind about what the neighbors expect. There seems to be, it used to be the court plan recognizes the difference between a neighborhood plan and a community park. Somehow in the current process that's gotten lost. And everyone keeps trying to make Pleasant View Park a neighborhood park into the city's community park. If you really want to come up with a great plan for the city, go take the money for the impact fees and buy a piece of land and create a community park. And stop trying to take a small neighborhood park on the end of a dead end that appears to have a lot of land because MMSD bought all this conservancy and tacked it onto it, and try to make this something maybe it isn't. The usage of this park right now is people would like to fly kites, but then they keep planting trees up there. People would like to have dog sled and the trails. And that was an argument. The way the citizens want to come in and mow the trails for the track team, that became an argument. So what the citizens are requesting, they can't seem to get. But then everybody else comes up with their own idea. So who should make the decisions on what goes into this neighborhood park? The neighbors? Or somebody who comes in and says, new thing now, we need more pickleball courts. Let's just change the plan and forget about what the neighbors want.
Okay, Alderman. Thank you for the history lesson. Mr. Liberta, do you have... Well, how much are you even asking for in here?
What I anticipated doing before I did the work, we're simply asking if we can do the work, and then if you don't like the result, you could deny it. But I figured to write up a 7 or 8 sentence scope of services to mostly just look at how this could be tweaked if it needed. For example, the plan says landscaping, but it doesn't say where or what. Let's do that so we can, as part of the final phase of development, put in that landscaping. And so, you know, most of them have landscaping architect support, so we can take care of that. I do know that there is, you know, there's rage out there of pickleball that Park Commission is interested in entertaining. So that's probably the only deviation that I see from what they've looked at, and that's only because 5 years ago, 7 years ago, when this was done, no one ever heard of pickleball. It wasn't a thing. There wasn't, you know, two meetings ago, Park Commission, there were 30 people there on the issue. I think the Park Commission wants to evaluate that and look at that and try to address that, and thought this might be a place to do it. So nobody's looking to do a wholesale change in the plan. It's just before you do final implementation, look at it and say, is everything we did then still what we want? So I envision it to be a small contract, probably $3,000 or $4,000 at most, unless we then step it up and add extra public meetings or neighborhood meetings or things like that. But if it's a simple review, a landscape plan, show us a couple ideas of how pickleball could fit, that's pretty straightforward.
Okay, thank you. Well, Mr. Taylor, you were next.
Thank you. First of all, I do want to just start out by saying Alderman Wilhelm does a very good job representing her district. I mean, outstanding. Okay, but based on the math I'm hearing, 8 years to get to this plan, I heard 8 years numerous times, this plan is 2014, that's a 13 years and we still don't have a hell of a lot done. With all due respect, if there's no way, I mean, I've been in 2008, there's no way I would ever tolerate it taking this long.
It was a funding issue.
Well,
It wasn't a planning issue, it was a funding issue.
All right. Okay. Well, I don't.
Okay. I couldn't get the money in the budget.
Okay, Alderwoman?
Right.
Alderwoman, you don't have the floor. Okay. Alderman Taylor?
Still, I'm going to stand by my word. I would not tolerate that. I'd figure out a way to get it done. Sorry that you couldn't. I would have. The point being is, I understand getting neighbor input. I get it. But at some point, decisions need to be made. And you can't, every time a plan gets tweaked or, hey, let's do pickleball, you can't have a neighborhood meeting. I mean, you just can't continue to go back. So here was a plan in 14. If it changes somewhat, you roll with it. And it needs to get done. You can't just continue to say, well, I wonder what the neighbors are going to think. You've been elected how many times? They trust your judgment. I mean, you kind of know what they want. Make the case here. And like maybe you're doing now, what I'm saying is 13 years, budget or not, that we've done other things in the parks in the last 13 years. We've spent money the last 13 years. There's just no way that I think we're gonna do a parking lot across the street at Kayla's Crew in this budget. So somehow money can get found, I guess. So I'm saying this has just gotten crazy.
Well, you do know it was purchased in 98, so it took all the pushing just to even get.
This is a 20 years. To get
right, and I wasn't even involved then, so.
Okay.
I'm the one who brought the thing and got it going in the first place.
Alderwoman, you don't have the bowl. You don't have the floor. Alderman Barber.
I'd be in favor of the motion as it stands right now. I do think that times things change, and there are new options and citizens to enjoy. So if it just takes a couple dollars to explore the option of looking at pickleball, I'd be in favor of doing that and let the motion go rest.
Okay, got your opinion. Any other further comments? I'll just add my two cents worth because everybody else has. We've done pickleball courts at the other tennis courts and we've realigned it. Everybody's looking to spend more money that we don't have. I mean, granted, I know we've got impact fee money that we've got to spend, but when does it stop? Okay, I somewhat agree with the older woman, but I'll also, Mark, I mean, we've got to get this project going and done. How long, do you have a timeline? How long is it going to take? 2 weeks? A month?
For the review?
Yes.
My goal was to have it done by the end of the year.
The end of the year? We don't have the end of the year.
Since you can't, you wouldn't look at doing any of the construction until next year. That was the expectation. That the reason we're doing it now, instead of putting this in the 2019 budget and having them start in January and trying to rush it in between January and early March to then get something bid, was let's do it now so it can be done leisurely. And if there is a need to have a meeting, or the Common Council and the Parks Commission aren't seeing eye to eye on a modification for incorporating pickleball or not incorporating pickleball, there was time to address that. So the reason I added that time is because what you're trying to do is be prepared for the next construction season, which isn't going to hit until April.
We're still putting in the pavilion this year.
Pavilion's already staked out. The contract's left.
We're just waiting for the plumbing permit.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Park Commission said at the meeting what they wanted to do was go with a pickleball court next year and then finish everything the year after. And I said, why don't you just finish your site plan so you know precisely what you're doing with pickleball court, precisely how you're finishing everything. And you have done a lot of great work out there. Like all the room puts up, there isn't much left. We could knock all that off in one contract. And if it's a volleyball court, a tennis court, and a pickleball court, or any combination of the three, and the landscaping, get that all done and be done with it in the spring and move on to the other parkland acquisitions that we've had in the budget for multiple years that you asked us to move forward with.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Liberta. I think we've almost killed this thing.
I can make a motion. I just think that it seems like we should have someone on staff. If we don't have someone on staff who can go out there like Ron Bilmer-Price used to do, or Jack Bennett used to do, or Jerry used to do, and go out there and say, you know what, we could probably, pickleball court is this size, and we have this area, and we have to hire someone just for that. I mean, if we had someone on staff, you could do that. You could just go out there and say, oh yeah, it'll fit here. We're going to replace the future basketball court with pickleball courts, and that's the one item that's not in.